AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine, and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News. One person under arrest after a suspicious fire at a Vermont office, the office of Senator Bernie Sanders.
35-year-old Shant Sagamonian has been taken into custody. He's accused of entering Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday, spraying a door with liquid and then setting fire to the door with a lighter. No one was hurt in the blaze, and Sanders was not there at the time. The Department of Justice says the case is being investigated as arson and that no motive was immediately clear. Sagamonian could face up to 20 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine if convicted. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Gas prices in overdrive in California, the statewide average up to $5.34 a gallon. Nationally, the average begins at about $3.59. A Supreme Court justice in Brazil is adding ex-owner Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also ordering a separate investigation into Musk over allegations of obstruction. Over the weekend, Musk threatened to defy a court order demanding certain accounts be blocked. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Service. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome again, Mad Radio WMDX, to the John and Gordy Show. The eclipse end times is being celebrated here this morning.
That's right.
It's the end. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Tune in while you can.
The apocalypse eclipse.
All over the social media dial, you can find us.
Yeah.
You can text us. You can call us. For those who feel uncomfortable on the phone, and I have to admit, I oftentimes, if I'm calling a radio station as a guest,
yeah,
I feel very uncomfortable and I don't know what to do or say.
Do you do that a lot?
Never, okay. Because I feel uncomfortable,
yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to say. So, you know, if I feel that way, I can imagine what, you know, somebody who doesn't go on the radio and open up a microphone and start talking,
right,
would feel like.
Yeah.
If I was calling anybody on the day of the end times, like today,
yes,
I would feel nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely.
The pressure's on. You
because you
make
may,
a statement. Yeah.
You may not finish your sentence.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, but during our show.
Okay.
Yeah. So here it is, Monday, April 8th. We made it through the weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, man, did I have a real nice weekend. Just
okay,
unbelievable.
That's good. That's nice. Also today, you know, the President of the United States is going to be here.
He is.
Not here in the
Why
studio.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Unless he decides to drop by. We'd love to have him. But
well, you know, we have a lot of plans, right? Are we stalking him? Is that what I saw, a schedule of stalking?
No, he's coming in. He's going to fly in about noon out at MATC, or, you know, at Madison College, out at the airport there. Yeah. They're going to have a little rally, a little get-together.
This one guy is really, really just, you know, obsessed by this, and it's Todd Alba. You know, this guy, I think he has a schedule every moment where...
Really?
Biden is going to be
no kidding
in Madison. He is definitely going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, good.
I'm just warning the police now.
Well, don't. You're taking it in a weird direction. I mean, Todd would love to be out there and maybe get an interview.
He is out there, so look out.
I think he's already at the airport waiting.
Wow.
Behind the red velvet, you know,
he camped
ropes.
Out, right?
He camped out. Got a camper out there.
That's right.
Hopefully he's listening. He can call in with a report. So it's a big day around
it is.
Here.
It is.
The
a
President
big day
of the United
today.
States
I
is
know.
Be
I,
here.
Just,
he actually,
it's a big deal.
He may start talking right around the eclipse time
yeah.
around here.
Well, since no one's going to pay attention, everybody's going to kind of move away from where he's speaking
and
everybody's
going to
look up at the sky, at the sun. Is that?
Yeah. Well, I hope the president brings along his own eclipse glasses because, you know, we could be all out of them by the time he gets here.
The problem is during the last eclipse,
yeah.
remember,
right.
Trump looked up at the sun.
from the White House balcony.
And we still told have them clips not to. Of that. Right. We still have clips of that. So let's hope Biden doesn't make the same mistake.
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, we're going to have eclipse coverage all morning long. You know, the path of totality doesn't exactly cross over Wisconsin, but wow. I guess it's going to be about 80% here from what I hear.
80 or 90%.
Yeah,
it's going to be real nice, actually.
And the weather is supposed to be clear. It's nice and clear this morning, 45 degrees.
It's gorgeous this morning, isn't it?
We get a few clouds this afternoon. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's clear. Clear skies.
Clear skies, 45. Our high today expected to be 63 degrees.
We're kind of thumbing
63 degrees today.
We're thumbing our nose at other parts of the country that may have cloud cover and all the people that
screw
vacation
them.
Down there.
Right.
Well, good luck, folks. We got clear skies here.
That's right.
We may not see the complete eclipse, but big deal.
We'll see most of
it. At least we'll see it. I mean, there isn't, cloud cover or storms.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and our guy Greg Sisko, our UFO reporter, he is he's down in Missouri. He's in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. He's going to try and grab a few pictures while he's down there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because that's right in the path of totality. And
totality.
He rented a house down there with his friends Barb and Neil. I don't know why he shared that with. I don't know Barb and Neil. Why would you tell me who you're renting a house from? He brought a camera and a tripod. He's going to get some images. So, Greg, if you're listening, send those to us. And, you know, if you feel like calling us, our number is 608-879-8255. What are you doing during the path of totality, you listeners out there? Are you making plans? Are you going to go see it? Sam, how about you? Are you going to go? Do you have the glasses? Do you have?
I don't have eclipse glasses, but I have a welding helmet, and I'm hoping that's going to work.
That's actually, probably work real well.
Did you bring the welding helmet in?
My car right now.
Why don't you wear it while we're on the air?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
You know, there are a few places on State Street.
I got them right here.
Well, that will be providing those glasses. We'll try to get some.
Should we mention them now? Because I want to go get some if they still have some left.
Don't mention it then.
Okay. They're on State Street.
It's our secret.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not only Eclipse Day. It's National Calendar Day.
By the
Every
way,
day is National Calendar
who's
Day.
Who's the model in CNN that we...
The model? The newswoman?
Yes, the newswoman. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't remember what her name is. Let's see. What is it?
Well, I call her a model because every day she comes in with this fantastic lineup of clothing.
Yeah, she's got quite a wardrobe, apparently.
She's fantastic, and she looks like a cartoon character from Scooby-Doo, right? And
I think that's the look she's going for, and she's nailed it every
day. She has nailed it, yes.
Yeah, every
single
day.
Great color combinations. Yeah. From the 70s.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Very Brady Bunch-ish.
Yes. It's national. Today is April 8th. It's National Empanada Day.
Wait a minute. You're sitting there.
What?
You're cutting me off.
Well,
so
I'm
you
cutting
could,
you
so
off.
So you could say it's Empanada Day?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Well, no, I'm trying to remember her name.
I felt
but I can't
there was an urgency. I felt that urgency there. At least let everybody know it's Empanada Day. Thank God.
Okay. All right. Well, before we were talking about this newswoman that we can't remember her name.
You always know her name.
I know, but then we got on the air. But right before we went on the air, you said, quote,
"Oh,
I'd love to be able to make out with a cartoon character."
Well, she is cute, attractive.
She is, but she's not a cartoon character.
I know she isn't. I know she isn't. But she
she's
looks
a news
like
woman.
A cartoon character.
She's a news anchor.
Sean, you're a married man.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. But again, you know, I'm looking at her as a cartoon character.
Okay. Well, it's National Empanada Day.
Any points here, you know.
Okay. Is it or is it not National Zoo Lovers Day?
Yeah.
Is it? Or is it not National All Is Ours Day? Or is it not National Banana Splits Day? Speaking of cartoon characters.
It's not Banana Splits Day. You know, we were talking about it last week.
Right.
Okay, so it's not that. We know that. But now I can't wait till you explain National All Is Hours Day? What the hell is that?
Well, you're skipping ahead. I got National Empanada Day all right. Ready to roll.
I know,
here.
Because that was really important to interrupt me earlier. All right, go ahead.
Oh,
lay it on us.
All right, here we go. Each year on April 8th, it's National Empanada Day. It recognizes a delicious pastry that comes in several different forms. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an empanada? I don't even... Okay,
they're all the same.
The name empanada comes from a Galician, Portuguese, or Spanish verb meaning to wrap or coat in bread. Empanadas are made by folding the dough or the bread around a seasoned stuffing. The stuffed dough is then baked or fried, and very much like hand pies. These are, they're delicious pastries.
Yeah.
Empanadas.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if we could get an empanada.
It's like a pasty, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't really know
It's like a sweet pasty, kind of. Okay. I think. Yeah. I haven't had one in a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
It's National Zoo Lovers Day. Boy, do we have a great zoo here in Madison, the Vila Zoo. What a great, they're.
Where we lock animals up and look at them. Yeah, it's always fun to go.
It's in captivity.
Fun to go to the zoo.
Yeah. They always look so depressed.
I know.
Most
what
of the
hell,
animals. You know, I know. I'm with you on that. I know.
Maybe they've committed crimes and they're paying their penance to society.
Spending their time out.
Oh, that's sad.
Henry Vila's zoo, the prison.
But that. Oh, come on now. They're treated very, very well. The National Zoo Lovers Day encourages us to explore our local zoos. Each year, millions of people visit zoos and learn about the many animals that live there. And also known as zoological parks, many of them serve as breeding centers.
There you go.
These facilities are relied upon when species are endangered or at risk of becoming endangered. So they also provide education to the public about the broad variety of animals and their habitats. So zoos are important, John.
Okay.
And those animals are not imprisoned there.
You know, if they, redecorated their areas every once in a while to change it up a little bit, you don't want to be in the same room for the rest of your damn life.
Been to the zoo lately? It's really...
Not lately, but we used to do like radio promotions at the zoo, and it was very depressing for me. It's hard to see. I know they're well taken care of.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
But, it's kind of boring.
I know.
Even for a zoo animal.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when there was on the TV show Get a Life, I don't know if anybody watched that.
With Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
One of our favorite shows.
There was one of the plots was he was in a play that was called Zoo Animals on Wheels, a musical.
it was a play.
Yeah. Yeah, his parents were badly embarrassed.
Yeah, that's right. He lived at home.
He played a bison.
He was a paper boy.
Yeah.
Like a grown, yeah.
And Bob Elliott was his dad.
That's right.
Played his dad.
Yeah. That was a good show. Didn't last very long on Fox Network.
About two seasons.
Yeah.
Three seasons. I have every one of the episodes, by the way, if we want to get together sometime.
All right. Yeah. We'll go over to your house where you've got the home movie theater in your living room with the four recliners.
My OLED.
All in a row. Mm-hmm. There's no room for any guests at your place, really. You've kind of designed it that way. You don't really want any guests.
We don't want anybody
to come
over.
By. Yeah. Right. It's National All Is Ours Day.
All is what? Okay, explain this one. All is ours.
Pardon me.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Observed on April 8th, National All Is Ours Day takes us along three views of appreciation. I don't know what that means. The first approach to the day can be looked at as a time to reflect on all the beauty of nature and all the wonderful things in life. Rarely do we have the time to explore all that nature offers. Something as simple as a variety of birds that can inhabit I'm not seeing where this is going.
All is ours day.
Venturing further out, we can discover national parks
or
trail systems.
Out of time. Sorry. Right. There's just not enough time to hear the rest about All Is Ours Day.
God. 6:19.
Oh, I'm so sad.
45 degrees. We're coming back when we'll open up the history book.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Welcome to our Path of Totality, John and Gordy show, celebrating the eclipse and the end of the world as we know
it. End times.
The end times are here.
The eclipse, yeah. End times is being celebrated here in the John and Gordy program this morning. Remember, you know, that song, of course, you know, was a more positive experience.
Mm.
Now, of course, a few years later, we're thinking it's the end times.
I think... Wasn't that song in the play, Hair?
Yeah.
Wasn't that part of the Hair?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah, I heard a little story on it, you know, where the fifth dimension ended up, like, running into the guy who made the play, and then he invited him to see the show, and
Then
they liked it so much that they decided to record a song or two from the show and became billionaires.
They did okay.
Wonderful experience.
They did all right.
They did well.
Yeah, fifth dimension. We're playing some music around, you know, space and, you know, moon.
Time.
Sun. Yeah, the end times. Yeah. So here they are.
We'll be explaining a little bit of that.
We've got plenty of
something from YouTube.
Facts.
You know, where you find a lot of wisdom.
Of course. Yeah, it's all right there.
Yep.
The next solar eclipse, if you miss today's, isn't for like another 21 years.
21 years.
Something
like
that. Yeah. So you better catch it today.
In my 90s.
There are some places you can get some glasses still. But,
yes.
We're going to tell you.
We're going to keep that secret until we have
until we get our own glasses.
In our hands.
So, okay.
We got to find out where that place is before. It might be really close.
It's very close.
It's on State Street. It's like two or three blocks down from here.
It's two or three
blocks.
Don't
tell everybody.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the eyeglass place.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same place.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There's also some other places, but we want to make sure we get our glasses.
Look, I'm going to take a half hour off.
Go out and get some glasses.
I'm
going to
stand in line.
You know, we should have pre-planned this a little bit. Maybe thought about this.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
In advance, because we knew this was coming.
This would have worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we'd have the glasses on for our video experience.
That's right. You want to crack open the history books there, Sam, and tell us what happened on this date in history?
We've got a couple things that are interesting we can take a look at.
Things, yeah.
1838.
Yeah?
Does the name the SS Great Western ring a bell? Probably not.
No. Not really.
Oh, well, let me tell you then.
Okay.
The SS Great Western was the first purpose-built steamship for sailing on the ocean, basically.
Wow.
All other steamships before that
had no purpose at all.
Yeah, exactly. No, they were all like retrofitted sailing ships.
This one was
the first purpose-built steamship.
Wow.
And today, 1838, it embarked on its maiden voyage across the Atlantic.
Did it make it okay? Apparently.
I would assume so,
because
it kept sailing for quite a few years after that.
We don't know what purpose they had then.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was just for fun.
Yeah, just having a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hoping they'd make it to the other side.
Some political history. 1913, the 17th Amendment was passed. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
No.
Racking your brains.
Well,
it allowed for direct election of senators.
Oh.
Prior to that,
they were appointed.
they were either appointed by a state legislature or some states had their own laws where voters directly elected their senators.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's good to know.
1974 baseball history. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's all-time home run record home run number 715.
Was he with the Braves at the time or no?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Atlanta Braves. All kinds of death threats.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm. This was
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
1990, John, this one's for you. Twin Peaks debuts on TV.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
What a great show.
Coffee.
It was our coffee boy.
Coffee.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yes. Just shuffling through. Very scary.
You want to explain that, little guy? Didn't they record it backwards and then play it backwards or something?
Yeah.
What was the weird thing?
Yeah, you said it backwards and then they played the tape. Backwards, and then that's how it all came out. Yeah,
I should reverse it. I want to hear what it sounded like spoken out.
Yeah,
yeah, you can do that.
No,
yeah.
No, you can't. Well, can you? Do we have the capability?
If they did it in the 90s for the TV show, I can do it now, John.
Well,
yeah, it's an effect.
Now it's an electronic effect.
It is.
Do we have that electronic effect?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it's on Adobe Audition. You can reverse it. Yeah, you can just click it and reverse it.
I don't need to run the tape backwards, John.
But it was so much fun back then.
Yeah. Any birthdays on this date? I'm sorry. Did I cut you off again? No. Here, I'm cutting you off all the time. I'm getting back at all the times that you've cut me off over the years now. It's all coming back to haunt you.
Wow, you are in urgent mode this morning.
I've had too much coffee.
I've got 1.5 birthdays for you.
1.5?
1.5. First, the first whole birthday, Betty Ford, mm-hmm. born today in 1918.
Okay.
The half birthday is the Buddha, because Buddha lived
birthday.
Buddha lived like 2,500 years ago. Nobody knows when his actual birthday was, even the year. Mm. So traditionally in Japan, at least, his birthday is celebrated today. It's estimated that he lived between 400 and 600 BCE, which is 2,500-ish years ago.
BCE. Okay. All right.
Did he look like that? Those little statues.
I imagine he did, because there's a lot of statues of him like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could have changed over the many years.
Mm. Possibly.
True.
All right. Do we have the Mean Farmer ready to roll? Do we have time or no? No. Sam's doing a calculation now.
Probably not.
Do we know what the Mean Farmer may talk about?
He's talking about Farm Aid today, the concert.
Oh, the concert?
And why he's not allowed to be at the Farm Aid concert.
Yeah, that's good.
That was put on by Willie Nelson and Neil Young and John Mellencamp.
Long time ago. And these Mean Farmer episodes are from the 1990s, early 1990s. Yeah. So you have to keep that in mind.
Now, John, you've named the farmer's market. You've renamed it, right?
I have renamed it to the Mean Farmer's Market. Why not?
In hopes that possibly we can get him to make an appearance, I think.
Sure.
We should reach out to the Mean Farmer and let him know.
Otis 12 is the announcer who came up with the idea of doing that on his show, and then it became so popular that they actually sold it or gave it away to nearby radio stations in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Because it's farm country, basically. And that's the story.
And then we got a hold of it, you know, 30 years or so ago.
So it's not a slap at farmers. Farmers actually enjoyed it, you know. Milking worked out pretty well.
They still enjoy it, I think. Yeah.
I think they, there are a lot of people that either hate the Mean Farmer or just love him.
Or love to hate him.
Or love,
you know.
There you go.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's the thing.
It made it even more complicated.
People have a complicated relationship with the Mean Farmer.
Yes, they do. Mm. Oh, you know they do. And see, we kind of picked up on that.
Yeah.
Now we do that now, everyone.
You know. Yeah, we're doing it all the time. Got everybody at the station say,
Oh, you know.
They say they hate the Mean Farmer, but I think a lot of people really love the Mean Farmer. There's a lot of love for the Mean Farmer.
Yeah. They don't really hate the Mean Farmer.
Coming up, we've got the Mean Farmer. Oh, you know we do. And also Trump. Chosen by God?
Yes.
It's all coming up on the special Eclipse edition of the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Well, the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association had a wonderful bull sale on Saturday down in Platteville and online. What was the key to their success, or at least one of them? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Alan Arndt, who's president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association and a Janesville area beef producer himself, says a lot of it is the data that they were offering to buyers on Saturday during the big event. He said, information is power, but trusting that information is key.
Marketing has changed. There's people selling bulls on the internet every day. And they're selling a picture, they're selling a haircut, they're selling a pedigree. But most of those, I should say some of those people, are selling bulls that don't have performance data gathered by a third party. So is he really all they think he is? He may be. And then again, he may have been pampered pretty hard to look good for that picture, and nobody really knows till you get him home.
Alan Arndt, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association. They sold 55 bulls on Saturday, averaging $4,835 each. That's about $700 more than they brought last year. Top two bulls, $7,000 each for a Simmental bull that ended up in Schulzberg and another Red Angus bull that ended up in Spencer. Bulls this year ended up going to Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Montana. Markets are next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm PM Yankee. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure. On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 8 cents to 153. 40-pound block cheese was up 7.5, 151.5, while AA butter gained a penny, 2.94 a pound. This morning, our May Class 3 milk is up 11 at 16.52. December corn's down a penny at 4.71. November beans down a penny, 11.83. July new crop wheat down 3 right now at 5.78 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far, rolling into a Monday trade session. I am Farm Director PM Yankee.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening
on air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Bung,
The birds are chirping, the sun is coming up, and the coffee's brewing. It's another beautiful morning in Madison, Wisconsin. What could make this day any more perfect? How about the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX?
No, that's not it.
That's not going to do it.
That was a bad choice.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What a beautiful, hey, fantastic, cloudless day.
Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great day to get your goggles out and look at the sun.
Right. 45 degrees. High today about 63. Mm-hmm. And the solar eclipse is about 5 hours, 25 minutes, and 42 seconds away from hitting the U.S. Starts in Texas. Sweep its way across the midsection of the country. If you leave right now from Madison, you can get to Indianapolis. It's a 5-hour drive from Madison and go to the Butler University Holcomb Observatory. They have a free event going on there. If you leave now and go to Bloomington, Indiana, you'll just barely make it. And William Shatner is there at Bloomington hosting the Hoosier Cosmic Celebration.
That is great. That's great.
William Shatner, yeah.
That is fantastic. I think I is so lucky. You know, he goes into space.
I know.
And now he gets to see the solar eclipse, basically. It's just, I mean, everything is working out for him, you know?
It's too late to go to Carbondale, Illinois.
Oh, well, that's too bad. It's a great place to go.
It's 6.5 hours down there to Southern Illinois University, where they've canceled classes, and everybody's going to be at the Saluki Stadium.
Wow, yes. Oh, yes. Saluki Stadium.
Yeah, that one. Yep. And so,
good place to be.
I think we should reveal where you can still maybe get a pair of glasses. You know, we want to get our own solar eclipse glasses, but we should tell everybody. But
we could just give them up and give everybody a chance to get them before us. That's fine. You know, if you want to do that. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they were more alien-like. You know, they're very decorative.
Sam brought in his welder's helmet.
Welder's helmet. Could you just
put it on for our Facebook and YouTube viewers?
Right.
he can't see the buttons now.
There he is.
Look at that.
I didn't realize till now just how goofy I look.
No, really? Yeah,
kind of an Iron Man look, you know?
It is. That's very modern, actually. That's less than, the old welder's helmets were really heavy and made out of metal.
This is nice and light. I got it like for $20 at Menards. It's made out of plastic. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's also
pretty nice.
It's self-darkening, so I can see in the regular light.
Oh.
And then in like a fraction of a second, like once it sees really, really bright light, it'll darken on its own.
Wow.
Yeah.
$20?
That's
$20
amazing.
Or $30, yeah.
God. So if you're really
light sensitive.
If you can't find the glasses for the eclipse, you could maybe get some. You could get a welder's helmet from Menards.
I just might buy one anyway,
just for the hell of it.
Yeah, that's a deal, and you know that it's light sensitive.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. What an amazing. By the way, you know, Sam is a Boy Scout or Scouts Boys. He was in that organization. And
I am not scouting for boys, John.
You got a merit badge for...
And a merit badge for welding.
For welding. I didn't know they had
Isn't
a welder's
crazy?
Merit badge.
That's why you have the helmet. You know, you're a welder, basically. Yeah. And he's got a Volkswagen, an old Volkswagen. And you definitely need...
A welder.
At least, a welder or some experience welding.
Yeah, I'm not a great welder, but I can make two pieces of metal stick to each other.
That helps.
Okay, good.
They're called magnets. All right, we're gonna get to the Mean Farmer now we forget.
That's right. Yeah, because the Mean Farmer's Market starts up next week here in Madison.
That's right.
So so today's Mean Farmer, he's going to talk about Farm Aid. Remember Farm Aid?
Yeah.
They still do it.
They do it.
Willie Nelson.
This is way back when in the early 90s. Let's check it out.
Mean Farmer.
Huh? This is the Mean Farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, why they won't let me in the Farm Aid concert. you know, Farm Aid, where some really rich music stars get together and raise money to help out the American family farmer. Family farmer? What about me? Hey, how about helping out the American lonely bitter bachelor farmer, huh? Well, I went to the last Farm Aid. I snuck backstage. What a bad security. Didn't even check me for a backstage pass. Never checked Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, or Bloody Lucifer either.
Wow.
You know, my three pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer. Never checked them.
That's why.
I just walked on in backstage right up to some old skinny grizzly guy with long hair and a red handkerchief, unused, I assume, tied around his head. And I said, Willie? Is that where his name? Willie? Says I. If this is Farm Aid, and since I am a farmer and you're raising money for farmers, how about lending me $29.50 so I can afford one of them overpriced concert t-shirts? Well, his blue eyes turned brown, and without so much as a chorus on the road again, I was escorted to my International Harvester truck 2.5 miles away in the parking lot quicker than you can say, John Cougar Melonhead. Hey, I'm not welcome to return, so this year, I'm holding Mean Farmer Aid on my own. Yep, Mean Farmer Aid. It'll be in July or August in Kansas, the first isolated Milo field I can sneak onto with acts like the new calves on the block. Oh, they're good. The Miami feed machine will be there. The fabulous scavenger birds. And the Beatles. Oh, you know, the Beatles. Oh, yeah, the original Beatles. Some of them are over 3 inches long. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, why I'm running for governor. Or, wait a minute. Is that running from the governor? I can't hardly read this script. Yeah, I got your public opinion poll right here.
Yeah. That's mean. Yeah. He's mean.
Oh, he's mean. Mean. Yeah. The Mean Farmer.
Yeah. And the Mean Farmer's Market starts up.
I think it's next weekend.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about at the Mean Farmer's Market, John?
Well, you know, I'm always a jam person. You know, they always have interesting jams. Mm-hmm. Usually I like the hot stuff that's a fruit jam, but a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had a spicy jam.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big thing now are hot honeys.
Ooh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah,
really? Hot honey?
Hot honeys.
What's the difference between that and regular honey? What do you mean? Like spicy honey?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Like jalapeno honey.
I don't think
Serrano
sweet
honeys.
And spicy is a flavor combination that I've
never
really
had. It works. It does work.
Really?
It does. Yeah.
Well, check that out.
Or hot honeys. You know, there are a lot of hot honeys down there, baby.
Okay. Really?
I could not do that.
Don't start talking about the CNN
right away.
Anchor ladies again.
Like
Kate Bouldouin.
Oh, yeah, Boudoir.
Boudoir.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one that you think looks like a cartoon character from Scooby-Doo.
That's the attraction.
Okay.
You know, she looks like a cartoon character.
She dresses, she's a high fashion dresser, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent color combinations and fantastic 70s look.
Okay.
Should we talk more about her?
No, I don't think so. I think we've done quite enough there, especially since you admitted that you'd love to make out with a cartoon character right before we started the show. Where did that come from?
You know? Well, it was like me wanting to have a TV show with puppets.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You were able to do that.
I did
fulfill
that.
My dream.
Yeah. Well, you were a guest.
I did
that
actually
show a
have a chance to talk to a puppet and have a conversation with one, and it was great. It was a little, you know, adversarial at the time.
It was, yeah. You got into a fight with the puppet,
but a very special puppet.
Yeah, Francois the Fox.
That's right.
On Fox 47. That was many years ago, and you still talk about it till this day. By the way. If you want to get eclipse glasses, here's where you can maybe get them, okay? Maybe. They're probably all taken, but you could check Warby Parker on State Street, the eyeglasses store. You can check University Bookstore and also the Madison Public Library. They may still have some. I doubt it, but you can check when they open up, okay?
Damn. Okay.
Or get a welder's mask from Menards for $20.
$20, yeah.
Seems like a deal to me.
All right, we get into a little bit of surrealness at this point?
Sure.
On the end of times day here?
Yeah. Path of totality today?
Well, pretty much. You know, real America's voice, Grant Stitchfield, you didn't know about him, did you?
No.
Well, he claimed Trump was, I don't know, but he's He's Real America's voice. He has his own TV show there at Real America.
Oh, okay.
Claimed Trump was chosen by God to lead us in a war against Satan and the attacks. This is cut 13 from my new file. My renumbered file.
You've reset the odometer.
Yes, I'm hoping these numbers are correct this time. Number 13, and this is Grant Stitchfield, and explain how Trump is God's warrior.
Okay. President Trump, I have often said, man, he's chosen by God. I believe this is the one who's chosen by God to lead us in. I do believe we're in a war. A satanic attack is going on. In about 30 seconds, where do you stand on my statement there?
Well, I believe that the Bible says that the United States will stand against the world government in the end time. Donald Trump, immediately when he got in office, started pulling us out of that. And that's really what the war that he's fighting right now is, the globalist against Donald Trump. Will he win the next election? I can't predict that as far as the prophecies of the Bible go. However, I do know that the United States will not be fully engaged in the world governing body in the end time. I know that from the prophecies of the Bible. Whether it will be Donald Trump or somebody like him, he was very dynamic, and I thought, man, is this it? Is this the guy that's going to pull us out? But that's the war he's fighting right now. He's fighting against the globalists, and 3 years later, they're still trying to bury him.
That's it.
Wow, okay. This just shows you that anybody can say anything now.
But here we are in the end times, right?
Okay. According to Grant Stitchfield,
got the solar eclipse.
Yeah,
it's the beginning of the end times.
Ah, okay.
And then we have Satan, who appears to be the new coming of Christ, and that is Trump, and he is going to take us out of the global market, which is also part of
the Trump platform. Right?
Well, it's part of what's going to happen and lead us to the end times.
Where in the Bible does it mention the United States or world government? Anything like that?
Good question.
Oddly, it doesn't. So we know, that none of this makes any sense, and it never will.
I got a great book right here I want to throw out here.
Bible
101. It's put together by Edward Gravely, PhD, and Peter Link Jr., who's also a PhD. This talks about how the Bible was created, all the structure of the Bible, who wrote the Bible, the different books of the Bible, how it all came together. It's fascinating. I want you guys to, I'll share this book with you from time to time.
Wasn't there a Mary Magdalene section that they prevented from being included in the Bible?
Because
they
lot
didn't
of,
want a voice from women in the Bible.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've only gotten 30 or 40 pages into it.
Right.
It's fascinating, but I recommend it. You know, since we are mentioning the Bible from time to time because of the movement, the Christian nationalist movement.
Exactly.
This talks about the facts of how the Bible actually came together. It's really a fascinating book. Okay.
That's a fantastic book. I do want to check that out.
Yeah. You'll be amazed.
All right. Well, let's get to more of Trump, who says he's going to stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs, cities, and towns. This is cut 15. Let's listen to his promise here.
We will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs, cities, and towns. We will end deadly sanctuary cities immediately. I will shift massive portions of federal law enforcement to immigration enforcement, and we will impose a naval blockade on the cartels, and we will hit the cartels very hard, but we're going to impose a naval blockade because when the land gets logged, these are rather smart people. They go this way with the boats. They have some pretty good boats, too.
What?
I tell you, they have a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
The boats.
I think he lost track. It was a very short thought, but he still kind of lost track.
I think the teleprompter operator skipped a couple of pages
there.
That
must
there
be it. That has to be it. Yeah. And, of course, he was talking about EVs. He's not a big fan of the EVs. He doesn't understand that it's because of the charging stations that it hasn't been out there and a lot of people aren't buying them yet. And we'll get to that in just a moment.
More on the Eclipse edition of the John and Gordy Show.
Times, the End Times edition.
Yeah.
You're
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
And that's what we're going to be all in, a moon shadow soon.
That's right.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, and 1580 AM.
Cat Stevens.
And all over the social media dial, Facebook, Twitter X.
Mm-hmm. We're out there.
YouTube.
Oh, you know it.
You know we're out there. And if you want to watch the show, I would not know why.
Yeah, you can.
I wanted to make the video thing
much better.
Than having a static camera.
Well, it's a work in progress. What are you saying?
What do you want, a three-camera sitcom setup?
Yeah.
I did, actually.
You're right.
There you go.
Well, we do have three cameras. We got a camera on you occasionally when you turn it on. And we also have our State Street camera, which shows the activities going on right at the corner of State. And
we're getting there, right?
Right.
Right. And then we've got a special surprise that we're working on. We've been working on since we started the show.
5 months.
Yeah.
it's not making a lot of progress.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
but when we get it going, boy, look out.
It's going to be groundbreaking. No one in the country will have.
The John and Gordy Show will become an absolute production once we get this thing going.
It is going to be something else.
We're still workshopping it. We're still testing it.
And that's why I was promoting watching us while you're driving.
Right.
Because you never know when we're going to debut this special feature on the John and Gordy Show.
But don't swerve off the road. I mean, just keep your eyes on the road, and we'll work on some other technology.
Really?
Okay. Anything?
No, that's a good piece of advice, I think.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to more of Donald Trump and his promises. Once he is president, he is going to do a lot of things and basically tell you not to buy EVs. But maybe if you want them, you can still buy them. Let's listen to this.
Today, I promise you I will sign where the electric vehicle mandate is gone. If you want an electric car, you can buy it, but you're going to be able to buy every other form of push, of car,
like
and engine, and motor that you want, and you're going to have it, and the car companies are going to have to go back. You know, I don't know if you know it, the reason the car companies, the massive subsidy that this country is paying to try and get these cars sold. We have hundreds of thousands of cars electric. They can't sell them. People don't want them.
No.
And you got to go with the market. We've sold about 5% of our cars are electric,
that's fine.
That's a
lot. That is fine, actually. Mm. And again, Biden provided a hell of a lot of money to electrify the rest of the country for charging stations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing.
Yes.
They're putting more charging station in. And that's why we don't have the proliferation of as many EVs as we would like out there right now. And that's why Hertz Rent-A-Car sold most of their fleet of electric vehicles, because no one knew where the charging stations were.
Yeah, so they couldn't rent
the cars. So they overinvested.
They did.
It's one of the main reasons why. Mm-hmm. It's not because people don't want EVs. They just don't know where to charge them.
Right.
And now they're working, by the way, on wireless charging.
Wireless charging.
What, that's great. That's crazy.
What a great idea.
They're putting sections of highway in.
Oh.
As you drive over it, it wireless charges your vehicle. Now, both have to be retrofitted, the road and your car.
That's going to take a little time.
But yes. Yeah. It's a great idea, and plus, you know, it charges your car a little bit anyway as you drive over it. Mm-hmm. Not every road or part of the road is going to be electrified, but at least it'll give you a chance to get to where you're going and recharge your car just a little bit on your trips.
Yeah.
On your vacations.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. They're testing it out in a few markets now. All right, so anyway, this is the worst of the worst. This is the idea that is going to turn the entire nation, that Trump, the idea that Trump has,
yeah,
turn the entire nation into a police state.
What?
Yeah, he's going to deputize local law enforcement officials, and he's going to give them federal immunity. Right? I mean, we're going to go the other way. Remember, Black Lives Matter protests were basically telling everybody to reform law enforcement,
mm-hmm,
because they had too much freedom and they were unaccountable. Well, Trump wants to go in the complete opposite direction. Let's listen to his big plan, Cut 16.
Okay. Get it going here.
And let's check that out.
We have to get law and order back. These are the best people in the world. They will know. The sheriff's behind me. And this is in all states. Somebody said, how will you get these criminals out? I say the sheriffs, the police officers, the police, law enforcement in their local communities, they know every bad kid. They know every bad person. They know their first name, their middle name. They know their phone numbers. They have their cell phones. They have everything about them. They know exactly what to do and how to do it. These guys know exactly what I'm talking about, but we have to let them do their job. And we're going to work out a federal immunity for police so they're allowed to do their job without losing their house and their pension and everything else when the liberal governors and mayors don't back them.
Oh, man. Just the fact that they know everything about you should scare the daylights out of anybody. And then, of course, they can do anything they want and have immunity, federal immunity, to do anything they want. I have this Patrick Giacomo, a senior attorney for the Institute for Justice, a nonprofit civil rights law firm.
I bet he has a different take.
He does have a slightly different take on this. He says, at the highest level, Trump is simply wrong to suggest that police anywhere in the United States are losing their pensions, homes, or families because of civil rights litigation. Police are already indemnified from liability and provided free legal representation in almost all lawsuits brought against them, setting aside the fact that they are also shielded by the court-created doctrine of qualified immunity. So thanks for promising something that's already there. Under the doctrine of qualified immunity, police are protected unless courts find they committed a clearly established constitutional violation. So there you go. Again, Trump is promising something that is there, and it will be a fulfilled promise once he's president.
Okay.
You know, he did that the last time.
Right. Yeah.
He always said, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah. And those things are already
done. Already in place.
Yeah.
Well, he's just riffing.
I know he's riffing.
It's
just terrible, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
New York Times has a headline here. Trump tells fundraising guests he wants immigration from, quote, nice countries. So he's okay with immigration from nice countries.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have a list for nice countries?
He wasn't specific, as usual.
Oh, yes.
Not really specific.
Yes, the nice countries will provide people. Are those the white countries? Did he mean white countries?
Yeah, don't forget his ban from a few years ago on travel from predominantly Muslim countries.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So those weren't the nice. At least we have that.
Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, well, John Bolton's got something to say about Trump and the insurrectionists. Also, Karl Rove. There's more Republicans jumping on the bandwagon against Trump.
Right. This all came out last Friday. We got to get to it today.
Coming up.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Albo. Monday noon to 2, President Biden is in Wisconsin, and we'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The day that millions of skygazers have waited for has finally arrived. From Texas to Maine, the moon will